Consulting, and I will be your cruise director for this awesome installment of the Daily Complaint. Today, we are going to tell you of what we believe to be a success story, but nonetheless, it's still a work in progress, but at least it's a success so far as we know it. So, again, welcome to the Daily Complaint, folks. As I just explained to you, my name is Dana Schaffman. I am the managing member of End Consulting. End Consulting brings to you the Daily Complaint, well, I would like to say every weekday, which we used to. We're trying to get there again, but at least we're trying to do it every week. I apologize if we're having some technical issues. We've been having some problems with our phone system. It's a voice over IP phone system, yada, yada. Nonetheless, hopefully I'm coming in loud and clear, and hopefully you're able to hear me, because we have a lot of great things to talk about today. So, welcome to the Daily Complaint. A warm welcome to those of you who are joining us for the first time. Excuse me, I had to take a sip of water. For those of you who have never joined us before, you're going to know our motto is know your rights and assert your rights. I promise you, if you know your rights, you're going to have a much easier pathway to asserting your rights. So welcome to those of you who are joining us for the first time. You've taken a wonderful step in the right direction to solving your issue. Because you've got to be empowered, you've got to know your rights, and by listening now, you're actually going to know your rights, because we're going to tell them to you. So, warm welcome to those of you, obviously, first-time listeners. For those of you who are long-time listeners, a big, fat, warm, yummy, huggy, warm welcome to you as well. That means you guys are already on the pathway to success. If you're listening multiple times, whether it's the same show twice, whether it's a new show on the same topic, you're going to get new information every single show, and you're going to hone those know your rights skills and assert your rights skills, and you're going to get the resolution you're seeking. So welcome to all of you. I don't want to leave anybody out, but I think we've covered first-time listeners, multiple-time listeners, so welcome everybody. Again, my name is Dana Schaffman. I'm so pleased to be here with you today. I'm so pleased always to help you as consumers, as borrowers, as homeowners, as debt holders, whatever you would like, as Americans, whatever you want to, however you want to categorize yourself, we are happy to help. So thank you so much for tuning in. Like I said, we've got a great show for you today. We're actually going to talk about Caliber Home Loans. We're going to talk about HSBC. We're going to talk about those pesky trial modifications and turning those into permanent modifications. And we're going to talk about what happens if that goes south, okay? And trust me, folks, this is so fresh. I literally got off the phone with the gentleman that we're going to talk about. We're not going to tell you who he is, but we're going to talk about his situation. I promise you, I just got off the phone with him about 20 minutes ago. I know, cutting it close on the show. But again, our goal here, folks, is for you to know your rights, okay? The best way for us to get those rights out to you is to do them in the radio format in which we do it. Also, to give you real live examples, because I can talk, this is how I feel, by the way, about professors in college. I went to college undergrad and graduate, and trust me, I would say 90 to 99% of them had never actually done business, but they were teaching how to do business. Well, we are not that, okay? We're going to give you live, real-time examples of things that are going on that are going to assist you today, not things out of a textbook, not things that I'm going to read to you online, even though I'm going to read to you stuff online, But we're going to talk to you about a situation that's occurring now as we speak and what happened in a period of literally Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. 6 days, okay? 6 days, okay? So welcome to all of you. Before we actually get into the meat and potatoes of the show, I want to make sure we do some housekeeping. You always know we got to do a little housekeeping. So thedailycomplaint.com is where you can find us always, but you know that because you're listening to the show, so chances are you're already there, even though you don't know it if you're there, but you're there, okay? So thedailycomplaint.com is where you can find our show page, okay? Our show is called The Debt Show, but our actual show is The Daily Complaint, okay? So welcome to The Daily Complaint. We can always be contacted via thedailycomplaint.com in a dozen different ways. My personal signature is at the bottom of every single show. My email, my phone number, and you know what? The beauty of it is, and I'm going to explain this to you, if it's the weekend, I'm probably going to call you on my personal cell phone, which means you're going to actually have my personal cell number, in which case you can call me whenever you'd like. Doesn't mean I'm going to answer, but it means you can call. So reality is we are Uber, since that's such a cool word these days, we are Uber accessible, okay? Our goal is to assist you as borrowers, as homeowners, as loan holders, as debt holders. Our goal is to assist you in resolving your issue or achieving your desired results or both, since most of the time it goes hand in hand, okay? Whether we charge you to do so or whether we just convey the information, which is always the first step for us, is to provide you with links that where you can know your rights in order to assert them, provide you a pathway for success. Then we go ahead and we make that first call with you and whomever it is that is ailing you together so we can get the data, the facts, and then we put together a pathway for success. Sometimes it's a little different. Today we're going to talk about something that went a little bit different. But nonetheless, I believe that in 6 days, we have assisted this individual in achieving or at least putting themselves on a pathway for success, okay? So again, if you're having an issue, thedailycomplaint.com is where you can reach us. There are links to our Twitter and Facebook pages. I promise you everything we talk about today, we're going to put up on our Facebook and Twitter page. So yay, free information, free resources. And as I said, there are links to Facebook, Twitter. There's a link to our actual End Consulting website, which, by the way, has a lot of this information on it already. So yay again. You never even have to listen to me or talk to me or anything again. You can just go to The Daily Complaint, you know, dial up our Twitter and Facebook. It's on the top right, I believe. There are links to Twitter, Facebook. I think there's a little black doohickey that goes to our website. Or as I said before, my personal signature is at the bottom of every show. My name is Dana Schaffman. I'm the managing member of End Consulting. And like I so enjoy telling you, I am your cruise director because it's so much more fun than saying I'm your host or hostess. Okay? So before we get into the show today, I just want to reassure you of this. Okay? If you know your rights and you map out a pathway to success, your chances of being successful are extremely good, okay? But you've got to know your rights. You've also got to know who oversees your rights, if that makes sense, okay? You've also got to know what regulatory agencies are in your backyard, so to speak, and where you can go, because there's not just one, which many people either know or don't know. There are a plethora, a multitude. I don't even know what the appropriate word is. There are many regulatory agencies that are there to assist you. It might take some effort, but it's worth it, okay? So, I can tell you exactly. On Friday at 7:58 p.m. Pacific time, I personally received an email. How did I get the email? Well, guess what? The individual that was sending me the email went to thedailycomplaint.com, listened to a show, and then contacted me, sent me an email explaining the issue, okay? I apologize. My phone isn't on silent, but it is now. Should be the number one thing about going on the radio. So, this individual, by the way, this individual is a veteran of our United States Armed Forces. So, even more so, we want to make sure we care for our veterans, right? Right. Okay. So, in addition to thanking this individual for their service, we want to make sure that we provide this individual with a pathway for success, okay? So, this individual sent an email. I am going to strip anything out of this email that would identify this individual because it's not appropriate for us to convey this individual's identity, okay? I'm just going to give you the meat and potatoes, the facts of what this individual sent us, okay? So, he sent me an email. Good evening, Dana. Pretty easy. Would like to discuss our urgent home issue. Well, that's what we do. That's what we're there for. We're consumer rights advocates. Many people want to tag us as we do loan modifications. We don't, okay? Because you can do that yourself, and we're going to tell you how to do that without ever helping you or taking a dime from you. That's not what we do. What we do is we advocate for the rights, the consumer rights and the constitutional rights of homeowners, borrowers, debt holders, okay? Because reality is that either many of those individuals don't know how to do it, don't have time to do it, or it's daunting when somebody like an HSBC or Caliber Home Loans, which we're going to talk about today, is coming after you and abusing you and infringing on your rights, okay? So we're going to talk to you about what's going on, okay? So this individual sent an email. Urgent home issue. After Caliber Home Loans agreed to a trial three-month payment period, May, June, and July 2016, all payments forwarded within the payment dates, they had 30 days. I actually read the modification agreement, said within 30 days. However, Caliber moved to court action without notifying the individual, the borrower, the homeowner. Caliber requested the court for instant action, was able to obtain a final foreclosure sale date set for when? October 12th. Okay, so remember, this individual emailed us on last Friday, September 30th, okay? They have 12 days to resolve this issue, 12. By the way, they complied with the parameters, the terms of the trial modification, okay? Caliber did not post the payments in a timely manner and return the third payment. Well, guess what? Today we're going to actually talk about the CFPB. And we're going to talk about your rights as a consumer and whether or not that's okay. Okay? So, I promise you, we're going to get there. Okay? But before, let's carry on. Okay? So far what we've discussed is there was a trial modification extended. The individual was set to make three payments. And after those three payments were made, as long as they were made within the 30-day period, the trial modification was to turn to a permanent modification, at which point the homeowner would then become permanent on their mortgage. They would permanently modify their mortgage under the new parameters, and everybody would be happy. There would be a success story at the end of that, okay? So, the individual filed a complaint with the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Okay, we're going to talk about them. We're going to read information from their website. By the way, their website is consumerfinance.gov. Okay, Caliber responded to their complaint. I believe that they filed the complaint after a show that they had listened to, or maybe before, I don't know. The response from Caliber noted that they did not have to adhere to the guidelines. Whoa, 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 whoa. But they issued a modification agreement that stated, if you do this, we'll do this. They issued a contract, okay? So, There are issues there with that. There's issues with regard to dual tracking. We're going to talk about that in a second, which is when the servicer moves forward with foreclosure while simultaneously working with the borrower. Foreclosure. That is unlawful. It's illegal. They can't do it. Okay? So we're going to talk about that. Okay? So that's the email that I received on Friday, okay, at 7:58 p.m. I'm a pretty good consumer rights advocate and also a business person. I'd like to pride myself on being a good individual with values and good ethics and whatnot. And I saw this email on Friday night, and I responded to this individual and advised them that they could contact me on my personal cell phone on Saturday and that I would make every attempt and effort to get back to them, but if I didn't, they could leave me a message, okay? That would be the same thing that you're going to get if you send me an email, okay? If for some reason we haven't connected before then, okay? So, that's it. This individual wrapped it up. If you have time, I'd like to talk. Thank you. Bada bing. Okay? So, we spoke on Saturday. The individual basically laid out what happened, exactly this. They were offered a trial modification. They complied with the terms of the trial modification. Caliber Home Loans did not post the payments when they were received. So they posted May's payment like 20 days after they received it. We're going to talk about that. That's not lawful. They posted June payment in July, and July's payment they returned. Okay? Even though all payments were received, and there's documentation of the receipt of these payments, for some reason that's what they decided to do. Okay? So I am not an attorney. Nobody in our firm is an attorney. Okay, so we can't provide you with legal information, but what we can provide you with is information that is common knowledge, okay? And this is what I'm talking about. If you enter into an agreement with anyone and you put it in writing and you don't adhere to that agreement, guess what? That person or you or whomever you could take action against that person, okay? That's just the way it works, okay? And how do I know that? Because I can Google, just like you can. So I'm going to go to breach of contract. Okay. So we're going to go to the Judicial Education Center at the University of New Mexico. Why? I don't know. Just because we clicked on that link. Okay. What constitutes a breach of contract? Let's start there. That way we know, did somebody breach a contract? Did he have it? Well, guess what? I saw the contract, aka the loan modification agreement, that states if you do this, we'll do this. By the way, I read the entire thing and there was nothing in there that said, if you do this, we may do this, or we may just ignore you and take you to court and still try and take your house. There was nothing in there that said that. So, what constitutes a breach of contract? A contract case usually comes before a judge because one or both parties claim the contract was breached. Well, that sounds pretty normal. A breach of contract is a failure without legal excuse to perform any promise that forms all or part of the contract. This includes failure to perform in a manner that meets the standards of the industry or the requirements of any express warranty or implied warranty, including the implied warranty of merchantability. When a party claims a breach of contract, the judge must answer to the following question. Did a contract exist? Well, let's answer the question. Yes. If so, what did the contract require of each of the parties? The loan modification requires you to go through a 3-month trial period, at which point, at the end of that period, if you've made all payments successfully, then your trial will convert into a permanent modification. Okay, so two, we worked that out. Was the contract modified at any point? No. Okay. Did the claimed breach of contract occur? Yes. The homeowner, the borrower, the debt holder, kept up their end, okay? However, the recipient, the loan modification extender, in this case the mortgage servicer, did not keep up their end of the contract. If so, was the breach material to the contract? Well, I'm not an attorney, so I can't tell you whether it was material or minor. You're going to have to figure that one out on your own or hire an attorney. Does the breaching party have a legal defense to enforcement of the contract, and what damages were caused by the breach? Okay. This actually explains here, a breach is material if, as a result of breaching party's failure to perform some aspect of the contract, the other party receives something substantially different from what the contract specified. For example, if the contract specifies the sale of a box of tennis balls, and the buyer receives a box of footballs, the breach is material. When a breach material the non-breaching party is no longer required to perform under the contract and has the immediate right to all remedies for breach of the entire contract. Okay, then it goes on factors, so on and so forth. Well, we'll post this up and you can consult an attorney and figure it out on your own. But from what we are to understand, the contract was breached, okay? If a breach is minor, even though the breaching party failed to perform some aspect of the contract, the other party still receives the item or service specified in the contract. For example, unless the contract specifically provides that time is of the essence or gives a specific delivery date of goods, a reasonable delay by one of the parties may be considered only a minor breach. When a breach is minor, the non-breaching party is still required to perform under the contract but may recover damages. So based on this, I would assume it's material, you know, because if they don't receive a modification, HSBC and Caliber Home Loans receives the house, okay? So it seems pretty self-explanatory for those of us who are non-legal representatives, okay? Just basic common knowledge, right? Right. Okay. So let's look really quick at the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Now, again, we're going to post these links up, but I want to give you the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau's website. It's consumerfinance.gov. When you get there, there's a link on the top right that you can submit a complaint. You could do that. You can call them and discuss your issue and submit a complaint like that. I always like to do it in writing or online through the portal. And then on the back end, you can always call them and say, hey, did you get it? Is there any more information you need? So on and so forth. The nice thing about the CFPB is, for the most part, it goes immediately to the mortgage servicer or lender, and they only have 15 days to respond. In this case, this individual didn't have 15 days. Remember, their sale date's on the 12th, okay? And they already went to the CFPB. And per my understanding after the call with them, Caliber Home Loans, which was the party identified, admitted to doing things and then rescinded their admission, which is all over the place, okay? So, this individual sat in a place where they did everything that they knew to do, and this individual hired an attorney, okay? But let's look at what are some of the other protections that you're afforded under the CFPB and under RESPA and under Dodd-Frank Act, okay? So, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau issued rules on January 10th, 2014 that became permanent, okay, to establish new strong protections for struggling homeowners facing foreclosure. The rules also protect mortgage borrowers from costly surprises and runarounds by their servicers. So the CFPB's mortgage servicing rules ensure that borrowers in trouble get a fair process, fair. Okay, this was not fair, to avoid foreclosure, okay? What's the number one thing, the number one rule? Restricted dual tracking. Under the CFPB's new rule, dual tracking, or when the servicer moves forward with foreclosure while simultaneously working with a borrower to avoid foreclosure, is restricted. Servicer cannot start a foreclosure proceeding if a borrower has already submitted a complete application for a loan modification or other alternatives to foreclosure, and that application is still pending review, or in this case, was granted, was approved. Crazy, okay? Notification of foreclosure alternatives, they must let borrowers know about their loss mitigation options to retain their home, direct and ongoing access to servicing personnel. Trust me, if you deal with Caliber Home Loans, you know that they don't have a single point of contact. They have a single point of contact department. Don't get me started on that. Fair review process. The servicer must consider all foreclosure alternatives available from the mortgage owners or investors to help the borrower retain the home, and no foreclosure sale until all other alternatives considered. And by the way, they must consider all options and can no longer steer borrowers to those options that are most financially favorable for the servicer. Okay? Next, no surprises. Mortgage borrowers should not be surprised about how their money's going. Under this section, there's three items. Clear monthly mortgage statements. Servicers must provide regular statements, okay? Early warning before interest rates adjust. They must provide a disclosure before the first time the interest rate adjusts. And they must provide disclosures before interest rate adjusts that result in different payment amounts. And it covers forced place insurance that they need to provide options to avoid forced place insurance. Okay, next section is no runarounds. And what's the number one item under this section is payments promptly credited. Servicer must credit a consumer's account the date a payment is received. If the servicer places partial payments in a suspense account, once the amount in such an account equals a full payment, the servicer must credit it to the borrower's account. Additionally, prompt response to requests for payoff balances. They've got to do it within 7 business days. Errors corrected and information provided quickly. They have 4 days to correct the error and provide the information requested. Okay? Maintain accurate and accessible documents and information. Okay? So, based on all of that, I see 2 rules that were broken. Payments promptly credited and dual tracking. Okay? What happened? Because that's what you're going to ask me next, right? Right. So, this individual, when we spoke on the phone, had already retained an attorney, had already gone to court once, okay? The judge that they went to court the first time clearly was in the pocket of the bank, okay? Because they didn't even want to recognize any sort of breach of contract. They didn't want to recognize any violation of any laws under RESPA, the CFPB, Dodd-Frank, period. Okay? However, things changed. Okay? There was a court date set for today, the 5th. Okay? However, luckily, this individual and I had a chance to speak on Saturday, and I don't recall when I sent him the information, but what we discussed is I didn't know if we would be able to get through to speak with Caliber. Why? Because there was a court date set. And generally, when you escalate a situation per our experience into court, they generally want to deal with the attorney and not anybody else, okay? So, in many cases, we're not in a position, nor is anybody, including the borrower, are they allowed to speak with the mortgage servicer or lender directly once it gets escalated into some sort of legal action or a court scenario, okay? So I wasn't certain that we were going to be able to help this individual, this veteran, from a verbal standpoint. But what I knew we could do is I knew we would be able to escalate this. Not us, but this individual will be able to escalate their situation if they were able to go to the Department of Financial Institutions or the Attorney General's office. A lot of times the Attorney General's office might defer to the Department of Financial Institutions, but trust me, folks, you have a Department of Financial Institutions in your state. You also have an Attorney General's office in your state. Utilize them. That's what they're there for, okay? The Department of Financial Institutions oversees every financial institution in the state, okay? Even if the financial institution isn't located in that state, but they're doing business in that state, guess what? They oversee that too, okay? So what happened is this individual took my advice. I sent him a link to his Department of Financial Institution. I explained to him some are better than others, but submit your information online. Call them. Do what's comfortable for you. Obviously, it was a timely thing. So this individual not only submitted a complaint online, but also followed up with a call. Ding, ding. Gold star. Okay? Because, folks, you've got to be tenacious. You've got to know your rights in order to assert your rights. Okay? So this individual did both and went to the Department of Financial Institutions in their state. Guess what? When they got on the phone with a gentleman from the Department of Financial Institutions, he said, "We're going to assist you." Okay, everything was laid out for them. They assigned an agent. The individual, the borrower, the homeowner, the consumer, did this on Monday, the 3rd of October. okay? By yesterday, the 4th of October, this had been assigned and it already went to Caliber, okay? Today, Wednesday, the 5th, when they walked into court, guess what? They advised that the Department of Financial Institutions had already contacted them and there was a case number associated. Okay, why is that important, you ask? Isn't legal action enough? I don't know. Okay, I don't know. In the past, the legal action didn't pan out for this individual. Now, the legal action coupled with the Department of Financial Institutions was enough to change the tide, okay? So, as I explained, I just got off with the individual 20 minutes before the show started, okay? This individual conveyed to me that the Department of Financial Institutions absolutely got involved. They wanted to know what was going on. And the judge pretty much advised that Caliber needed to work it out, and they didn't want to see them back in court in 2 days when they wanted to change the sale date to 2 days from today. They gave them 45 days to work it out, okay? And per my understanding, Caliber Home Loans does not want the homeowner taking legal action against them, okay? Why? I don't know. Was it the lawyer? Was it the Department of Financial Institutions? I don't know. What I do know to be true is this, folks. In many cases, when you take legal action against them, against a mortgage servicer, against the lender, they have an answer for them, right? They have lawyers. They have them on the payroll, you know? So it's your lawyer against their lawyer. When you escalate it up to a Department of Financial Institutions, they don't have a lawyer for that. Do you understand what I'm saying? They have a regulatory agency that's now looking at them saying, what are you doing? And by the way, if you're doing it to this individual, how many other individuals? So let me see every case that you've foreclosed on now over the past 6 months, okay? So you can understand when you're dealing with legal actions, you're dealing one-on-one. When you're dealing with a regulatory agency, folks, you're dealing with an oversight agency that has the ability to look up into many files, many foreclosures to see how many other people were treated wrongfully, were treated in this manner. So you can understand the scope is much more impactful when you deal with a regulatory agency. Now, again, I don't know if I don't know what's going to happen. What I do know to be true is there's no foreclosure sale anymore set for the 12th of this month. So at a minimum, there's time to address the situation, time to reapply for mortgage assistance, okay? Time for Caliber to right the wrongs before the homeowner sues them and before the Department of Financial Institutions takes legal action against them as well, or regulatory action, in which case you've seen the fines, right? Regulatory action has resulted in some of the largest fines out there for mortgage servicers and mortgage lenders, okay? So again, I can't tell you that it's been resolved entirely. We'll get to that once we know one way or the other, but I know this to be true. Nobody wants a regulatory agency, no lender, no mortgage servicer, looking into their actions, okay? Because generally what that happens is a molehill turns into a mountain, not the other way around, okay? So what did we learn today, folks, okay? We learned that you have rights. You have consumer rights under RESPA, under the CFPB, which basically adds to RESPA. It just strengthens the Real Estate Settlement Procedures Act. You can Google RESPA. It's probably a really boring thing for a consumer to read. I'd much rather go to the CFPB at consumerfinance.gov and get your information that way. Or email me. I'm more than happy to provide you with the same information. No money exchanged hands with this individual. We just provided this individual with a pathway to assert their consumer rights outside of what they had already been doing, okay? maybe we tipped the scales. I don't know. I can't tell you definitively, but I can tell you we didn't hurt anything, okay? So tenacity is important. You've got to be tenacious, okay? Not everybody has the ability to sue. So if we take that out of the mix, let's look at what's available for you without spending a dime. You've got the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau or the CFPB. Their website's consumerfinance.gov, okay? You've got the FTC, which, by the way, most of their complaints dump into the CFPB, so you might as well just start there. And you've got an attorney general in your state. You've got a Department of Financial Institutions in your state, okay? You've got government figures in your state. You've got mayors and congresspeople and, I mean, you name it. You've actually got more help than you know, okay? So what do you have to do? You have to get educated. You have to know your rights in order to assert your rights, but you don't have to go at it alone, folks. You know, there are so many different avenues in which for you to pursue to achieve your desired results. I promise you, okay? And if you don't know where to start and if you're feeling like you're under that rain cloud always, then reach out, okay? If nothing else, I promise you we'll provide you with some hope, okay? We're also going to provide you with some educational information, but I promise you we'll provide you with some hope as well. So, folks, what's the lesson here? Be tenacious. Know your rights. Assert your rights. Exhaust every avenue possible to achieve your desired results. So, again, visit us at thedailycomplaint.com. Contact me. I promise you I'm accessible. I'm busy, but I promise you I'll get back to you. And if I don't see it until Friday night or Saturday morning, I'll get back to you on the weekend. We as a company understand that mortgage issues don't stop on the weekends, okay? So we're going to do our best effort to get back to you as quickly as possible. In the meantime, visit us on Twitter, visit us on Facebook, visit our website. All of that can be found at thedailycomplaint.com and reach out, okay? What's the worst thing that happens? We give you some information, it doesn't pan out for you. You have to hire a legal representative, or you get free legal help, or you go one way or the other, okay? So, folks, it's important for you to know your rights in order to assert your rights. Visit us at thedailycomplaint.com. Keep that hope alive, okay? I promise you we're going to get better at this from a radio show standpoint. I know we're only coming to you one day a week. I promise you on the other side of the fence, it's going to get better. But for now, we've got over 3,000 videos for you to listen to. So get educated, get motivated, know your rights, and assert your rights. Thank you so much for listening, folks. Have a wonderful day. We'll be back next week. This is The Daily Complaint. Wait, visit us at thedailycomplaint.com. Be sure to know your rights. Go to consumerfinance.gov. Visit us on Twitter and Facebook for the links that we talked about today. But again, folks, know your rights and assert your rights. Thank you so much for listening. And visit thedailycomplaint.com. Thank you so much for your support and your listenership. This is The Daily Complaint.